This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Day one. The hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
The Brewers head to the West Coast.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers open up a 3-game series tomorrow night at Dodgers Stadium, but whether Sal Frelick will play remains a question mark. The right fielder and Brewers leadoff batter suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday and underwent an MRI. Doctors say Frelick suffered a minor strain but is day-to-day for now. NBA. The Bucks wrapped up their summer league schedule with a loss to the Chicago Bulls 102-96. Former Bucks center Brook Lopez, now with the Clippers, asked about his 2-year, $18 million deal with L.A. at the age of 37.
The money's nice. It's that's not what it's about for me. You know, I love playing. I love hooping. I've loved it since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers play. I've just always been around it, you know, and I love winning just as much. I want to keep winning. I got a great taste for it in Milwaukee, and these guys are all about that here, and I'm all about it, so it's a perfect fit.
That's the Clippers' Brook Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Same old boots. We're all stars and stripes and Friday night lights. Living it up, falling in love tonight. Somewhere, sometime. Swing a little, drink a little, sun goes down. We're all saved by Jesus and our mama's prayers. We're all a little lost and found in some town, somewhere.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Live from beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin at the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio. I'm Todd Albaugh, joined by our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, back at the world headquarters down in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome in, everybody. It is Thursday, the 17th of July, 2025. It is not just a great, it is a beautiful day to be a Wisconsinite. We are so happy to be bringing this show to you live here from Butternut, Wisconsin. Our friends, our colleagues, Jane Matinere and Greg Bach, kick things off this morning from this very location from 9 until 11 with Matinere on air. We're picking up the baton as we do this relay race across the state of Wisconsin and could not be more excited for today's show. As Kenny sang there in the opening bit, we are in some town somewhere, and we could not be more excited to be in Butternut, Wisconsin today. We got in, I'm not sure, Zommers, it was around 9:30 or so last night, stayed at the Northern Lights Inn, and many thanks to the great folks there at the Northern Lights Inn, one of our many great sponsors up here, and we're going to be talking to some of those great sponsors as we go through today's show. Big shout out to Darla Isham, who is the general manager up here in the Park Falls area, also for our great station, WBZH in Hayward, which this program goes across, and also to Big G, the sales director up here in this part of the world for Civic Media as well, for lining up these great sponsors, lining up this great location. Kelly Meredith, the owner, proprietor here of Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio, has been so gracious as to open up her beautiful space. And for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like, I'd encourage you to look because we have this beautiful mural that Kelly has painted here. She talked extensively about this with Jane and Greg this morning on their show. She's going to stop by later this hour briefly just to tell us a little bit about that and her business. Also coming up this hour, at the bottom of the hour, our friend and colleague Dan Schaefer is going to join us, the political editor for Civic Media, also founder of the Recombobulation Area, to help us recombobulate on a little news Will Governor Evers run for a third term? It looks like perhaps my guess was right that he will not. Could be some big news coming down the pike in the next 24 hours. We'll discuss that. And also local headlines. I love this, Summers. I picked up the Lakeland Times from Minocqua here. And talk a little bit about the news there. And also we have the Price County Review headline, Concrete Park Repairs Begin. And Kelly talked with Jane and Greg this morning about Concrete Park. So we'll discuss local headlines with Dan Schaefer, as well as state political headlines as well. Looking forward to that. And then in hour two, going to have Lena Matola stop by of Northern Pines, where Jane and Greg and I are staying tonight. She runs a great resort here in the North Woods, and she's going to stop by and talk to us about that. Another one of our fine sponsors for today's show. What's worse today, this one seems to be a no-brainer, Zommers, tourism or no tourism. We'll talk about that. And then to round out the show at the bottom of the second hour, Big G himself, a legend up here in the North Woods, is going to stop by. And our colleagues, our friends, Jane McNair and Greg Bach, are going to be here talking more about this great trip around the state of Wisconsin. How are things back in Madison, Zommers?
Pretty nice, at least to me. You know, it's a little cooler than it has been lately and a little less sunny. Some may call it gloomy. I call it tolerable.
It's cool up here as well. The sun is out, though. It was in the upper 40s when we woke up this morning at the Northern Lights. I have shorts on because as I was packing, as my grandpa used to say, I forgot to pack my long pants. So no jeans. All I got is my shorts. But it's fine because it's beautiful up here in the North Woods. So anyway, it's just been a great trip so far. And that's what we have lined up. Hopefully you will stay around for the entire show. Right now, joining me at the desk here on location in Butternut. So honored, so pleased to have her. She is the Vice President of the Butternut Historical Society. Maxine Kleiger is here. Maxine, thank you.
Kilger.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Thank you for correcting me. Kilger, Maxine Kilger is here. And Maxine, first of all, thank you very much for doing this and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we talked a little bit before the show started here. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you came to be involved with the Historical Society.
Pretty easy. I grew up in this community. I'm a descendant of one of the first settlers here, and I think it's the greatest place in the world.
So you're born in this area in the state and you grew up here.
Yes.
As you grew up then, were you a homemaker? Did you work outside the home?
Well, I grew up here. I went to college and became a teacher, and I spent 40 years teaching school in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Various places, but the best place was here.
Well, my entire family are educators. I'm the only goofball that didn't go into education, so I have a deep respect for people who, what grades did you teach?
The lowest grade I ever taught was fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And then I would say about the last 25 years or so, I taught middle school kids. Mm-hmm. And it was quite delightful and interesting.
I imagine that it was. When Jane and Greg and I drove in, one of the first things that caught our attention were these beautiful murals that you see. They're painted by our host here, Kelly Meredith. And we thought, wow, there's a lot of history here. Tell us, if you would, in brief, how did Butternut begin? What was the impetus for this community? Was it logging or otherwise? And a little bit about the community in which we find ourselves today.
Well, the community exists because after the Civil War, Wisconsin became a state in 1848, and the Civil War ended in 1865, and this was open land, and the only part that was settled was in the south, and there was all this vast ocean of trees up here, and the Wisconsin Central Railroad decided to run a rail line here, and the only way they could do it is if somebody cut down a path for them through the trees. And with the Civil War being over and a lot of soldiers looking for something to do, Civil War veterans took on the job of slashing the trees so that they could lay the tracks. Mm. And they came from the south, went